a beer or two. But you know I'll be the first one to leave in a hurry to get to you. Somewhere deep inside your angel eyes, I found a place to rest. Don't ever doubt that I'll be around. And baby, don't you ever forget.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Ross Chastain.
Time to cash in and win for Ross Chastain.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Today in Kansas City, Kansas, the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs makes a stop at the mile and a half Kansas Speedway. While seemingly unassuming, Kansas Speedway is anything but a walk in the park. This track provides drivers options with multiple lanes of available racing and temperatures near 90. There's going to be a lot of slipping and sliding, putting driver skill sets on display this afternoon. Three-time Kansas winner Kyle Larson.
It's a great track. You know, it wears the tires out. For the most part, everybody runs the top, but I feel like at the end of the run, you can kind of move around and find some grip and really have to manage your tires at different points of the run. It's probably our best track for next-gen racing, just with having options and places to go and how to pass. So we all, I think, in the field, you know, really enjoy Kansas.
Live from Kansas Speedway, it's the middle race in the round of 12, the Hollywood Casino 400. Next.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live. Race Day.
Ready. Ready.
From Kansas Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Under cloudless skies and a temperature of 85 degrees, the NASCAR Cup Series is set to go racing in Kansas City as the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs roll on. Hello and welcome to Kansas City, Kansas. Motor Racing Network is live and on the air with coverage of the Hollywood Casino 400. Mike Bagley here alongside Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon. We are set to go in the second race of the round of 12 at a very unique racetrack. It's a mile and a half racetrack. However, this racetrack surface is aged. The tires are softer. The wear is higher. And this racetrack always seems to put on great racing. Alex, when we come to the playoffs, there's always a lot of excitement and a lot of buildup. But today, this race takes special importance basically for the reputation this track has accumulated over the years.
And it's a mile-and-a-half racetrack, Mike. It's a D-shaped mile-and-a-half, progressive banking in the corners. So initially you would think, okay, well, there's not a whole lot to this, not a whole lot of challenge. But for whatever reason, in the next-gen car era, this Gen 7 car, we've had three playoff races with this car. In those three playoff races here at Kansas with this car, 28 playoff drivers have had some kind of an issue or another. So yes, there is always something about racing here at Kansas that creates problems for those in the playoffs. So Todd Gordon, my question then becomes, here we are late September, the average temperature in Kansas City, Kansas here at this time of year is 69 degrees. It's 85 degrees right now and bright sunshine. How much is that really going to come into play in today's race?
It means everything gets exaggerated and gets to be worse. When you talk about it, the tires can't get a hold of the racetrack. Hot, sunny, slick puts on great racing because the tires get overheated. They get up on top of the racetrack. They get sliding around. The drivers have to search around for where they can make pace. And it typically means that on the longer run, we lose more lap time. So comers and goers come forward. I love hot, slick racetracks. both as a crew chief and as a broadcaster, because it brings more comers and goers to the day.
Now, there's going to be a lot going on today over the course of this 267 laps, but with what you just described and the time in which you have to work, what's the strategy play? We'll get into this deeper in the progressive keys to the race, but what are the strategy options for a driver running up front or a driver that finds themselves below the cut line coming into this race?
Yeah, as you look at this one, it's pretty straightforward as to splitting all the stages. You know, you've got the first stage is 80 laps. You'd come at lap 40. But if I'm running 20th and I need to make some track position, I'm going to come at 35, maybe 34. I'm going to try to get three or four laps when I can run 2 seconds faster than leaders to kind of work my way forward in the track position and put myself in position. I'm going to pay for that in the long run. But, oh, boy, if a caution comes, I'm going to wipe out that pay, and we're all going to reset on tires.
Alex, when we talk about worn-out racetracks and driver skill sets that go along with worn-out racetracks, who immediately comes to mind for you?
Well, I would say traditionally Kyle Busch is one of those guys that comes to mind. But Kyle just hasn't really adapted to this Gen 7 race car, and he's had his struggles with that. But the way it has played out as of late, you got to look at Kyle Larson. He's a driver that can control the race car. Tyler Reddick is another one of those drivers that can really hang the back of a race car out and still maintain control.
And that is an example of a driver way to the good and a driver way to the bad. Now put all that together, over 400 miles, and we've got a dandy coming up here this afternoon. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, I'll sit down with last year's Kansas playoff race winner, Ross Chastain. Todd's going to be back with the progressive keys to the race, and we'll head trackside to talk with some of the drivers as they get ready to lace up for today's Hollywood Casino 400.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Today's race is 267 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 80 and 165. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
An exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Kansas Speedway. This is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Ross Chastain for the final time. Here comes Ross Chastain. The lead is down to three car lengths. One final shot for William Byron. Byron's going to take it all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain is up against the safer barrier.
Checkered flag is waving here. Time to cash in and win for Ross Chastain in the Hollywood Casino 400. Across the line, and he is going to victory lane for the first time in 2024. Ross Chastain has scored the win.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 1 year ago right here on the Motor Racing Network. Ross Chastain driving the victory lane right here at the Kansas Speedway. Now, the difference between this year versus last year is that Ross is a playoff driver here in 2025, meaning that a win today would mean a spot in the round of eight. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with Ross to discuss how the playoffs are going so far here in 2025.
We're going to be about halfway through the playoffs here by the time we drop the checkered flag on Sunday. How would you describe the playoffs so far for the one team?
I mean, we finally got we were in the top 10 last week. I felt like we had definitely fifth place potential at Darlington to start the playoffs. And that was a good big step forward for us, especially on the one car. And then we weren't able to maintain that through the first round. So that was a bummer because you need a lot more. But we were able to transfer, stayed on track, just kept rolling. I do believe we're going to need more. So starting off with a ninth but no stage points is not, you know, it's not everything we wanted. But at least the speed was there. When I look at it and we look through this on Monday, it's like, okay, we started eighth and finished ninth. That sounds really like boring, but it was anything but, as we know cup races are. So we were handling bad and we went backwards almost to 20th, and then we were handling good and we drove back up into the top 10. So good, not great would be a short answer, but I always make them long-winded.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question. What is more pressure-packed, trying to win a race and get yourself on solid playoff point footing going into the playoffs, or maintaining yourself in the playoffs to go from round to round?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Winning, because winning cures everything. And it's not like the cars currently fighting of us 12 to keep moving through the rounds. We weren't trying any less hard. Nobody was trying less hard at the Coca-Cola 600 back on Memorial Day weekend. Like, I was racing with cars that could have won that race throughout the night, and we were able to do it that night. It wasn't like they were just laid up and thinking they were going to wait for the playoffs. So definitely something that I think that's an impossible question to answer, because it's hard every cup race.
You've got a round that shapes up to be pretty good for Trackhouse Racing and you, and it starts this weekend at Kansas. You're a two-time Kansas winner, got a truck win under your belt, got a cup win under your belt. Matter of fact, you won the last fall race there at Kansas. What is the secret sauce to that racetrack, one of the oldest racing services that we have in the Cup Series these days?
Having a crew chief named Phil. Phil Surgeon on the Cup car, Phil Gould on the truck. When we won that truck race in 2019, I can't drive a slow car fast, and Kansas is a prime example of that. So, definitely pretty wild to think that we've done it in two different series, two different classes, but both very important to my career and for totally different reasons. But, I think fast cars, and then we went executed.
What about the actual racetrack itself? The racetrack has aged. We've seen it widen out. We've seen that every lane become available. Where do you prefer to run, and how versatile is that racetrack?
It varies from the only way you can, it's the white line. You can see the transition to the apron. So from dragging and just touching that with our left front tire in the cup cars, or if you were in a Trucker Xfinity car dragging your splitter on that apron, all the way to dragging your right rear quarter panel on the wall for the cup cars touching the right rear tire on the wall. So definitely from top to bottom. And I'd say that I more commit to the top, sometimes to my detriment. When I look back, I realize I probably should have taken some bottom, middle and bottom action earlier in the tire life. So I think it's wide. I think that's what makes it so great. I believe it's biased to the top a little bit, but I don't know what's made it so great. It's a track that doesn't have a lot of bumps for how old it is. And Kansas, like, that area of the country goes through some crazy extreme weather, from so cold to so hot throughout one calendar year. So I don't know how the asphalt has stayed in place as smooth as it is, honestly, because I've been racing on it since 2012 myself. So I was a part of a long aging process, I'll call it, of the track. And yeah, it's I'm glad it's staying the same, though, because it's been one of my problems with some of these tracks. I feel like I started to figure it out and come back the next year and the tracks changed just through aging and the weather.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Coming up, we're going trackside to talk with some of the drivers as we get set to go here in Kansas from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Welcome back to the Kansas Speedway. Motor Racing Network counting you down to the start of the Hollywood Casino 400, race two in the round of 12 for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Fans are filing in here at the racetrack, and right now the drivers are about to be introduced to those fans. So let's take a trip trackside, visit with some of the drivers we feel will be a factor in today's race, and we'll start with a former winner here at the Kansas Speedway. Bubba Wallace drives for 23-11 Racing. He'll start today in the seventh position, and 23-11 Racing used to be gold here at Kansas, but not as of late. Which 23-11 will show up and race today? Let's get Bubba's thoughts right now. He's with Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Mike, Bubba was a winner here in 2022, but as you mentioned, it was a little bit of a struggle here recently. Although, Bubba, you had a really good run in the spring, had a little problem on pit road. Which 23-11 do we have here today? Are you guys back to old school 23-11, or where are we at with that?
I hope so. I feel really confident, optimistic in our race car and our ability and our opportunity. Based off yesterday, was really, really happy with the car. We fought New Hampshire in qualifying. Bad pill draw, basically, from that. So I think we could have been a couple spots better. But all in all, looking forward to today. Excited to see the pit crew do their thing on pit road. We've been really pushing those guys hard. So they've been on it the last couple weeks. So everything's pointing in the right direction. Now we got to go execute.
You've got a little work to do as far as the championship. We're moving on to the next round, 27 points back. Do you look at this as a two-race battle to get in on points, or is this kind of a must-win today, or how do you look at that?
There's two sides you can play it. Obviously, we have two races left in this round. We're not down. I mean, we're not out, but we are down. So we have to fight hard and really believe in ourselves. But the other side of it, though, is, like you mentioned, we have lost our pizzazz here, if you will, at Kansas. So I kind of want to get the shop or a back where we feel like we can show up to Kansas and be dominant. So you can treat it as a must-win for that situation.
We shall see what happens. Bubba Wallace starts today in the seventh spot.
After the race next week at the Charlotte Roval, the top eight in the playoffs will advance. Bubba today is 12th of 12 drivers, 27 points below the cut line. Now, let's talk with the driver that's fifth on the playoff leaderboard. Denny Hamlin is 27 points to the good. He's going for his fourth Kansas win. Make that his fifth Kansas win here today. Right now, he will start on the outside of the front row, and he's with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And Mike, it's his third front row start in the last five races as Denny Hamlin signed some autographs for the fans here behind the front straightaway stand. Denny, good qualifying lap yesterday, put you on the front row, but what did we learn about the long run speed of your Toyota as we get set to go here?
I think it's there. I certainly think that, you know, we had to work on it a little bit yesterday, but it certainly had the speed even when it didn't have the handling. So that's, you know, that's certainly a positive. And we typically make really good adjustments overnight. So I think this might be one of my best starts here at Kansas. So, looking forward to the race today.
This racetrack changes a lot, but you're able to search around. Where do you like to run, the wall, or do you feel like the bottom may be the factor here today?
You know, it's a new tire. I thought qualifying in general was a little bit lower than what we had been in the previous years. I think we're going to be all over this racetrack, which is going to make it exciting.
It is going to be for sure. Denny Hamlin starting on the front row, second, going for his fifth Kansas win.
He will share the front row with his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate in Chase Briscoe, who scored his seventh pole position of 2025. He is the only playoff driver to finish top 10 in all of the playoff races so far this year. But Steve Post, he's on the cut line, only 12 points to the good.
Yeah, and that's the fascinating part about it. Chase is down here ready to go. Chase, we were just talking about on a broadcast. You're the only driver with four top tens, and yet you find yourself on the cut line. Does that kind of just say how difficult this is and how challenging this Cup Series racing is at this point?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just, you know, the reset every round, right? You know, that first round we scored, I think, more points than anybody, and then just last week we just didn't get stage points. So, yeah, it definitely comes down to those stage points when the playoffs finally come back around. And yeah, for us, that's key today. Obviously, we need to try to win the race, but if not, we need to get stage points. And starting on the pole, you know, it certainly helps that if you can execute. So, yeah, I feel like we have a really good Bass Pro Shops track at Toyota, and see if we can keep it up there now.
You shared with us yesterday after practice, this was the race in the spring, back in May, where it finally started to click. What types of things have started to click? Because you guys have been really good since about that point in the season.
Yeah, just, you know, I finally felt like that last run of that race, just things started to come together of what I could get away with this car and just, you know, the mentality and just how I had to drive it. And then just the team, right? Like, we just started kind of gelling from that point forward. So, yeah, hopefully we can, you know, back that up this weekend. This has been a great car for us. The car we brought was the car we won with the Darlington and at Pocono. It's been our best car. So, hopefully, you know, it can be – I don't think it's ran outside the top five yet, so hopefully we can keep that streak going.
Shall see what happens with it. 180.078 miles per hour. That's our pole winner, Chase Briscoe.
Speaking of Chase's Kansas successes in May, he finished in the fourth position.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
I do think that if you always are scared to make the big moves, you're just always going to be following the person that did.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Reddick slides up the racetrack. Briscoe gets away off turn four.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we spotlight Richmond Raceway track president, Lori Collier Warren, for her contributions in motorsports.
I grew up here coming to the track with my grandfather. He lived a couple of blocks away with my grandmother. He would park cars here. He couldn't always afford to come here to watch the races, so he would park cars in order to be able to afford it. He would bring me along to supposedly help him. I was not the help that he had hoped for, I'm positive. But it was a nice special time that I would spend with my grandfather. And so that was a fond memory that I had here coming to the track.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank.
Lori Collier Warren doing a fantastic job at Richmond Raceway, and we look forward to making our way to her racetrack each and every year. MRN's Women in Motorsports is brought to you by Ally Bank. Ally Bank, no matter what you're saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC. Let's go back trackside, talk to some of the more drivers as driver introductions are underway. And let's visit with a driver that is the pre-race favorite to win. This driver is a three-time Kansas winner, and this driver is the only repeat Kansas winner in the last 10 races. That driver is with Chris Wilner.
And he's the spring winner, Kyle Larson, starting in the third spot. Kyle, you and I are talking about this racetrack. It's hot. It's slick. You got to move around. Where does your Hendrick Car Chevrolet like to run here at Kansas?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a slick one out there. So, I don't know. I think, you know, somewhere towards the top. I just don't know if the wall will be the fastest or not. I think you'll cheat it a little bit. So, we'll see. But I thought my car felt somewhat maneuverable yesterday, and hopefully we've gotten the balance even better since then, and we can go do a good job.
First playoff top 10 came last week at New Hampshire. You come to a place you're really good at. Is this a good springboard for the rest of this round going into the round of eight?
I never know what to expect, so I don't want to guarantee anything. But I do love this track, and I thought our practice went well, and I thought our qualifying went good as well, too. So, yeah, I mean, I think if we can just execute and call a good race and have good pit stops and all that, we should have a shot.
Kyle Larson again going to start third, going for his fourth Kansas win. Steve Post, who have you caught up with?
Joey Logano down here chatting with our pole sitter, Chase Briscoe. Joey was our analyst yesterday on our Xfinity Series coverage here on Motor Racing Network. Joey had a tire go down in practice qualifying yesterday. What kind of things did you deal with? I know you got some work to do from the 35th starting spot.
Yeah, we got some work cut out for us, but we'll see. I mean, we got a really strong race team, and we'll be able to fight through and scratch and claw and get what we can get. So stage points will be probably pretty challenging, just being realistic to get up there, especially in the first stage. Maybe in the second stage we can get there. But, you know, we just got to find a way to maximize the day. Hopefully some strategy options open up, and by the end you see that yellow Shell Pennzoil Mustang up front.
One of those yellow cars for sure. The last three races, fifth, and fourth. We talked about the work you need to do. Is that good enough right now? Would that make it a good day for you here? I know you want to win, but would that make it pretty good for a day for you here today?
Considering where we're starting, I'll take a top five and run, yeah. Absolutely.
That's it, exactly. Joey Logano down here has got some work to do from the 35th starting spot. Chris Wilner.
Christopher Bell starts in the fifth position, finished second here in the spring. So we'll ask him maybe the differences. Christopher, between the spring race and this weekend, what's been the biggest challenge that you guys faced, and how do you get one spot better, maybe get to victory lane?
Well, we know what we need to get one spot better. Every race we've had here has been copy-paste. Qualify well, go really well in the short run, and then just go loose with laps on tires. So focus really hard on trying to make sure that long run speed is better than what we've had in the past. And we qualified a little bit worse. So hopefully that means that long run speed is better.
This racetrack's wide. I know you guys like to maneuver around a little bit. What do you look for as the racetrack changes over the course of a run?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's different this time around. Normally, the top is just pretty dominant, and you just kind of go up there on lap one and rip around there till it's time to pit. But the top just felt really greasy right from the get-go in practice. So even in qualifying, cars were running a little bit lower. The guys who did run up the racetrack got really tight. So I don't know. I think that it's going to be, it has potential to be a different Kansas race.
All right, four straight top tens here at Kansas, including a second in the spring for Christopher Bell.
Christopher Bell looking for win number 5 of 2025. It would be his first ever here at Kansas, adding to the wins this year at Atlanta, COTA, Phoenix, and the second race at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts. When we come back, Todd Gordon will join us with today's progressive keys to the race. First from Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
From the running of the Hollywood Casino 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
An easy trip for the next 2 weeks is half a lap away for Joey Logano.
Joey Logano trying to win his second chase race, and Andretti has 5 starts. Here he comes to turn 3 for the final time. It's all Joey Logano.
Joey Logano has hit the jackpot yet again. He is going to win the Hollywood Casino's 400 at the Kansas Speedway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 11 years ago when Joey Logano scored the victory in the first year of this playoff format. And that was one of many wins for the dynamic duo of Joey Logano and Todd Gordon. Todd is here now to help us with today's progressive keys to winning the race. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. All right, crew chief, what do you have? What do you have today?
Yeah, as we talked, listen to Christopher Bell talk about the fact that the top lane was kind of greasy and slick. I think you need to find your balance and speed in multiple lanes. This is an opportunity to pass car to work your way around. The progressive banking here, you can race all the way from that white line at the bottom, sticking the left side tires on it to find some grip, all the way up to against the wall. Find your way to make speed in all those lanes so that you can go someplace that cars aren't.
If you didn't do that yesterday in practice, what's the level of difficulty trying to do it in a 267-lap race today?
Well, fortunately, we're going to come to pit road a bunch of times, so that's an opportunity to continue to try to work your way around the racetrack and communicate with your crew chief what you need to work in the different lanes and let them keep adjusting on your race car. The second key I've got for today, speaking of the crew chiefs working on your race car, execute on pit road. This is a race that short pitting plays, that we'll see cars on pit road a lot, and multiple penalties. Three quarters of the playoff cars through the last three races have had issues during these races. You've got to execute on pit road and make sure you're not one of those guys and can maximize your day.
Obviously, the pit crew needs to execute, but what about the driver getting onto pit road? What is the level of difficulty getting onto this pit lane?
It's a challenge because you've got low grip. We've worn the tires out, and you're trying to wrap the bottom there, and you can get guys kind of running up on you behind you and put you in a vulnerable position, still trying to continue that corner around the corner to get to pit road on the flat. It can become pretty sketchy there. The third piece I've got, manage tire pressures. Goodyear brought a construction upgrade. That just means that crew chiefs like me will explore how much lower they can go on air pressure and find speed. When you have these situations, most of the downforce in these cars is made with the rear diffuser. We've limited the travels with the shocks and pieces like that. You're getting all that out. So the next piece is how low can I go on air pressure to let the bottom of the tire squish, to put the diffuser closer, to make more speed. We saw in the spring race here, Brad Keselowski drove to the lead, was driving away. When he had a right rear tire failure, we had a couple of them in practice yesterday. How far can I get without overstepping the construction upgrade that Goodyear had and having a failure? That's going to be the guy that executes well.
And that is going to be top of mind for all the crew chiefs today. Crew chief, thank you for those progressive keys. Coming up, we're going back trackside.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Kansas Speedway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to the Kansas Speedway. Counting it down to the start of the Hollywood Casino 400. Let's go back trackside, talk to some more of the drivers before they get buckled into their race cars and take the green flag here this afternoon. We've talked with a lot of playoff drivers. Well, in making a short list of drivers that perhaps maybe that are not on the playoff roster that could disrupt things today, we come to the name of Erik Jones. He made his NASCAR Cup Series debut here at Kansas 10 years ago. Today, it's career start 320. He'll do this start from the 10th starting position. Let's get Erik's thoughts with Steve Post.
Erik Jones down here. Erik, our analyst Todd Gordon in talking this morning said he thought you looked like you had a pretty good race car in practice. I know you told us you got a 30-lap run in. How do you feel about your race cars you get ready to race here today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought yesterday was good. Our migration was a little tough. We went a bit too free kind of as we ran, but I think the Advent Health Camry has speed, you know, qualifying 10th here, so yeah, we'll see. I hope it's good. I hope we made some good changes last night to kind of shore up some of the worries that I had, and with the heat today more than what it was yesterday too, so we'll just see where it goes, what happens. But, you know, overall, I'm excited for the day.
What are your heat-related worries? Because we're not used to racing here in Kansas in this weather.
Yeah, just the migration and this tire is a bit unknown. It seemed like there's a lot of fall off yesterday and some mild cording. So we'll see if that makes it worse or better today with the heat and the rubber and kind of I don't want the migration to be worse than it was yesterday. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, I hope we made the right calls and the right changes, and it's good. But we won't know here till we get rolling a little bit.
Stay tuned, see what happens. But mild cording is not part of a good program. We'll have to keep an eye on that, that's for sure. Chris Wilner.
Ross Chastain starts in the ninth position, the fall 2024 winner here at Kansas, and the last winner on a mile and a half. That was all the way back in May at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So we're back at a mile and a half. Where's the confidence level with this bright orange Kubota Chevrolet?
We're going to have to do some plowing today, Chris. It's, yeah, look, for our Kubota Chevy, I think we're good, but we're not great. And that's kind of how we were a year ago here. We just out-executed and ground through 400 miles and went and won at the end, but it wasn't like we were dominant. Whereas Charlotte in May, I knew on the outlap in practice on Saturday we were good. We built another car after crashing. Still we're good and took us all 600 miles. So starting a lot further forward, we'll have a shot today, I think, by the end of it.
Yeah, another solid Saturday performance in qualifying. Okay, you're on the cut line, too, here in this second race of the round of 12. What's the goal today? If a win's not in the cards, how comfortable do you want to be after this weekend?
I want to go as fast as I can. So all the stage points, I'm a greedy guy, and Trackhouse deserves it, so we'll go try to get what we can.
He's going to get it done. That's Ross Chastain starting ninth today. Again, your defending winner of the fall Kansas race. Post. So-
Steve William Post. Byron down here going to start in the 11th spot. William, a strong third-place run in New Hampshire. How do you maintain the momentum and keep going forward here in this round of the playoffs?
Yeah, we just got to execute a good day. It's definitely hot out, so track's going to be slick and probably move around a lot. So just try to be up front, you know, and manage the day well. Thank you. So
we talk about managing the day well. How much are you involved in that as far as managing the strategy, when to pit, or do you just leave that to the guy that's standing here next to us, Rudy Fugel?
Yeah, we just kind of have dialogue about it, and honestly, it's a lot to do with how your car's running, so it's just have that little bit of dialogue and just try to manage each run.
Manage each run, that's what it's about here at Kansas. William Byron is going to manage the run. He'll start in position number 11.
Last week's third-place finish at New Hampshire ended a five-race streak without a top-10 finish. Perhaps that streak that they started at New Hampshire last week will continue here today.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty. And I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Opening ceremonies are next. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by ESPN Bet. Brought to you by eBay. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, and boom, you're missing a part. It's okay, because whatever it is, it's on eBay, and it's guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Row 19.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Row 18.
J.J. Yaley, Phoenix, Arizona.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Row 17.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ty Dillon, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 15.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 14.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Cole Custer, Ladera Ranch, California.
Row 13.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Manukau, New Zealand.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 11.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 10.
A.G. Almendinger, Los Gatos, California.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 9.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 8.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Row 7.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 6.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Starting 9th.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Starting 8th.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 7th.
Bubba Wallace, Mobile, Alabama.
Starting 6th.
Carson Osovar, Portage, Michigan.
Starting 5th.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 4th.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 3rd.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting 2nd.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And starting on the pole,
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
That's the starting lineup for the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by ESPN Bet.
After today's Hollywood Casino 400, we will be halfway through the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. And what a playoffs it's been. It started back on Labor Day weekend at Darlington Raceway with the Cookout Southern 500 being won by Chase Briscoe. The following week at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, Denny Hamlin got the win. At Bristol, it was Christopher Bell scoring the checkered flag. Last week in the first race of the round of 12, it was Ryan Blaney and Team Penske hitting pay dirt when they won the Mobil 1 301. Now today, it's the middle race in the round of 12 before the NASCAR Cup Series heads off to the Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Roval next weekend. There's lots on the line today. There's lots that hang in the balance today. The question is, who will capitalize and who will suffer? We're about to find out together. Trackside for pre-race ceremonies right now.
Please rise as you're able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Whiteman Air Force Base Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Chief Executive Officer of Advent Health Ottawa, Brendan Johnson.
Our Father and our friend, we thank you for gathering us here today at Kansas Speedway. Lord, we ask a special blessing on our drivers, their crews, and the officials. Grant them safety, grant them wisdom, and may today be filled, Lord, not just with fast cars, but with fun, fellowship, family, and friends. May we glorify your name, keep us safe on and off the track. In your wonderful name we pray, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America, Master Sergeant Joanne Griffin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant. was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The Hollywood Casino 400 from Kansas is next.
Go behind the scenes and into the garages of the sport's top teams and drivers on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You know, if you win, then your problems are likely solved.
There's going to be issues with track limits in the S's, right, because they're just tight.
A normal occurrence is qualifying from 28th to 32nd. That's just something we're going to continue to keep on working on.
It's the latest information you want to know on NASCAR Hot Pass, weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Shaw.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race cars today, pal.
Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by ESPN Bet from Kansas Speedway. Brought to you by Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Find your fun this season at Hollywood Casino. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Progressive Insurance, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Wendy's, get Wendy's 2 for $8 JBC meal deal. Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Driver introductions are complete. National anthem has been sung. The prayer has been given. We await the command to fire engines, and we'll begin the Hollywood Casino 400. Welcome back to Motor Racing Network's live coverage with you from Kansas Speedway. Alex, when we look out over the landscape here, this is a beautiful, beautiful part of what would be Western Kansas City. On the Kansas side of things, we see the Kansas City skyline in the offing. And this is a fitting place, obviously, for NASCAR racing. But in my opinion, it is the perfect place for playoff racing in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
I agree, because there's certainly good weather here at this time of year. Much more warm this year, unseasonably warm than what we have in years gone by. But it's a perfect spot right in the heartland of America. We've got fans, and we've visited with fans all weekend long that come from not only Kansas, but from Missouri. They come down from Iowa. They come from Oklahoma. They come as far as from Wyoming and other places. We even had fans fly here for this one race from New Zealand to come here and watch the NASCAR Cup Series race here at Kansas Speedway. They said this race has had their attention because of kind of what we talked about at the opening. So many things and so many unknowns that happen at this particular racetrack.
Alex, you gave us an incredible stat. In three playoff races in the next-gen era, 28 playoff drivers have had challenges in one form or fashion. You have some drivers in this field today that can absorb some challenges, but you've also got a good handful of drivers that cannot have any challenges at all.
You're right. Before the green flag is even flown in today's race, we've already had two playoff drivers have problems here at Kansas. Ryan Blaney hit the wall yesterday. Joey Logano cut down a tire. Didn't have a good qualifying lap. They're both coming from the back of the field. So you're right. It even happens here when we're not in the race.
And you mentioned Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. They're starting at the tail end of the field, all the way at the back. Others will start closer to the front. Now, trackside for the command.
Kansas Speedway, please give a big NASCAR welcome to Jake, Nikki, and Johnny Dare from the Johnny Dare Morning Show. They are here to say the most famous words in motorsports. Take it away.
First, I'd like to thank Kansas City and the Kansas Speedway for today. And now, on behalf of Jake Jeffries, Miss Nikki Pace, myself, Johnny Dare, drivers, start your engines!
37 NASCAR Cup Series machines coming alive from the pit road. Hollywood Casino 400 is next.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little half does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
When the NASCAR Cup Series raced here at Kansas back in May, now playoff drivers, Kyle Larson won the race. Christopher Bell was second. Ryan Blaney finished that race third, and Chase Briscoe finished that race fourth. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Kansas Speedway. The Toyota GR Super Pace Car has begun to roll from the pit lane. The field now pops the clutch, and they too begin to roll the pit lane to head out on the racetrack for their initial pace and parade laps. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at
Motor Racing Network live at Kansas Speedway as we get set for the start of the Hollywood Casino 400. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. We've already heard from our two pit reporters, Steve Post and Chris Wilner. Time now to bring in two more voices who are poised and ready to call all the play-by-play action in the turn. Starting off in turns one and two from Barrie, Vermont, is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon once again, everybody. Situated high atop a billboard here in turn two at Kansas Speedway. The banking, variable degrees, just 17 down on the bottom next to the pit exit road. 18, 19, and then a full 20 all the way up at the outside lane next to the safer barrier. That's where we expect to see a lot of people spending time, ripping the fence, as they say, getting the maximum amount of momentum, but a considerable degree of risk as well as they run just inches off that outside retaining wall. We'll cover the action from this end of the racetrack now to the other end of the property in Altamont, Illinois. Kurt Becker.
Thank you, Dave. And the back straightaway here at Kansas connecting turn two to turn three is 0.4 mile, 190 miles per hour on the backstretch today, down to 170 to 175 miles per hour at our feet here in turns three and four. The racetrack is wide. It is raceable. If you've got speed, you will have plenty of places to put it throughout the course of this race. We'll have all of that action covered from our spot atop a billboard on the north end of the racetrack. Now back to Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden, and Mike Bagley.
Right now the field is completing their first of several pace and parade laps before the green flag flies. That provides us an opportunity to take a final sweep of pit road and check with our pit reporter, see what stories perhaps are brewing on the pit lane. We begin first with Steve Post.
Just a little bit ago, you guys mentioned the struggles of Ryan Blaney. The good news for Ryan Blaney, he won last week at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That locks him in to the round of eight that begins in a couple of weeks at Las Vegas. The bad news is yesterday, cut a tire down, stuffed a car into the fence, and they have gone to a backup car. Spent some time with Jonathan Hassler this morning. They were here till 6 o'clock last night. That's a couple hours later. Got the new car put together, the backup car, and then